WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Nightly Calm. I'm Jake Cotter, your nightly guide to a more peaceful and restorative sleep routine. Let's be real, life can feel like a roller coaster sometimes, right? Work deadlines, family chaos, traffic jams, it all adds up. And by the time the sun starts setting, you might feel more like you just ran a marathon than had a productive day. But here's the thing. That mental and physical fatigue doesn't have to derail your evening or your sleep. Tonight, we're diving deep into how to manage that stress after a long day so you can actually unwind and drift off to dreamland. We're talking practical tools and techniques, not just wishful thinking. Because trust me, getting a good night's sleep isn't just about feeling rested in the morning, it's about setting the stage for calmer, more focused, and happier you throughout the day. Okay, so here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate that after work stress storm. First things first, acknowledge that stress. Don't try to ignore it or push it down because let's be honest, that rarely works. Instead, take a few minutes to really check in with yourself. What exactly is causing you to feel stressed? Is it work-related? Social obligations? Maybe even something small like a missed appointment? Identifying the source can help you address it head-on. Ever felt like your mind is racing with a million thoughts at once? That's stress hijacking your brain. Second, find an outlet that works for you. This could be anything from hitting the gym, taking a walk in nature, or diving into a good book. Exercise, especially, is a powerful stress buster. It releases endorphins, which act like natural mood boosters. Think of it like this. You're physically releasing those pent-up feelings and replacing them with positive energy. Third, practice mindfulness. Take some time to focus on the present moment. Notice your breath, the sensations in your body, the sounds around you. This can help calm your racing thoughts and bring a sense of peace. It's like hitting the pause button on the stress response and giving your mind a chance to reset. Fourth, prioritize sleep hygiene. Okay, I know this one might seem obvious, but it's crucial. Create a relaxing bedtime routine, avoid caffeine and alcohol before bed, and make sure your bedroom is dark, quiet, and cool. Think of it like prepping for a restful night's sleep. You wouldn't go to a fancy dinner without getting dressed up, right? Your sleep deserves the same level of attention. Finally, don't be afraid to ask for help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, talk to someone you trust, a friend, family member, therapist, or even your doctor. Sharing your burden can lighten the load and provide valuable support. We're all human, and sometimes we need a little help navigating life's ups and downs. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this at 6 p.m. and you just clocked out of work. You've been glued to your laptop for hours, meeting deadlines and battling emails. You're exhausted, your brain is fried, and you feel the familiar knot of tension in your shoulders. Now, instead of heading straight home and collapsing on the couch, try this. Spend 15 minutes taking a brisk walk outside. Listen to your favorite music or podcast as you breathe in the fresh air and soak up some sunshine. This simple change can work wonders for clearing your head and shifting your mindset from stress to serene. Remember, it's not about being perfect, it's about making small changes that add up to big results. By incorporating these steps into your evening routine, you'll be well on your way to managing stress and achieving a more peaceful night's sleep. And trust me, a good night's sleep is an investment in yourself, in your health, your happiness, and your overall well-being. So, are you ready to take charge of your evenings and unlock the power of restful sleep? Let me know what you think. Share this episode with a friend who could benefit from these tips and join the conversation on social media. And remember, every night is a fresh start, a chance to reset, recharge, and cultivate a more peaceful life. See you tomorrow for another episode of Nightly Calm.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.